Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, good morning. We're going to start you off on your day. We've got a lot of important things to talk to you about, a lot of news and conversations. Your number is always 803-0930, 1-800-616-WBEN. You can call or text that. And we ask you to follow us on Odyssey, on that Odyssey app. Of course, WBN.com, Facebook, X. And if you do those things as you do every single day, you'll notice that over the weekend, we had some news that was pretty heartbreaking. Alan Harris, a friend of ours, someone who's been working here for years, but also for the, I mean, I guess I consider myself one of the younger guys. It's not true anymore, but when I was one of the younger guys here at WBN, was a mentor. And really had a lot of experience and was just a wonderful human being. And you, as a listener, traffic in the morning for Bowerly's program, and every time there was a disaster out there, you heard Alan Harris's voice. He got you through that horrible time in your day. And we connect to people like that. I thought no better person to come in here and talk to us about how important Alan Harris was, not only to the community, but to our organization, is the Senior Vice President and Market Manager of Odyssey Buffalo. And before that, for years and years, was the heartbeat, well, still is, of WBEN. But Tim, now that you look over all of Odyssey Buffalo, Tim Wenger, you know, Alan Harris was a huge part of this family. He was a huge part of Western New York.
Absolutely, David. Good morning. Yeah, heavy hearts here for sure. And, you know, he's been battling for the past month or so with illness. And, you know, it was tough news regardless to hear over the weekend. And, you know, I told Brian earlier today that, you know, I grew up in this region and listened to a lot of radio, and I listened to WHAM in Rochester for years. And back in 1991, I am on the old side of the WBEN family tree here for sure. In 1991, I was working in the newsroom, and Rochester had that paralyzing ice storm over there. It was just, I'm sure you're familiar with it and have heard of it, and it was just crazy. Shut the entire region down, did not affect the Buffalo area to that degree, or really to any degree. And we were listening to Wham, and Alan was like the only guy in the building. It was kind of like the blizzard in Buffalo when,
exactly,
you know, we had our eight people here, Jimmy Stagliano here among them, you know, leading this market through a blizzard. Well, Alan did that almost single-handedly in Rochester on WHAM. He was already a known entity from WOKR-TV in Rochester and being on Wham, but that really elevated his iconic status in Rochester in 1991. So fast forward then to the early 2000s, I'm in a management role here in Rochester. We had the opportunity to launch a news talk station, WROC, and we hired Alan. Alan was available, and we hired Alan to do mornings on WROC for then Entercom. And I worked with him over, and I would go over to Rochester, you know, once a week or so. For about a year, we were doing this. And ultimately, that station was going to go to sports. And then, you know, that show that Alan was doing in the morning ended. And shortly thereafter, we had a need for traffic to bring it in-house here in Buffalo. And who better than Alan Harris? And he was excited to move here because his son was working and still is at the University of Buffalo. So it brought him home close to his son. And, you know, the rest, as we say, is history. And Alan has been doing that split shift for us right up until, you know, about a month ago when he was taken ill.
I remember that. That was a March ice storm in 91. I missed school in Lynnville because of that ice storm. But it went on for weeks.
It did.
I mean, it was like, it was a huge deal. And it was in March, which, you know, we don't anticipate those things happening. You know, you talk a lot about, I remember I'd be in a great topic and I felt so good about myself on the radio. I'm, you know, hooking and jabbing. I've got the calls coming in. Everything's great. And then all of a sudden I get, you know, a text message from Tim Wanker and he says, "Hey, there's a traffic situation. You need to stop what you're talking about." I'm like, no. This is a great topic. Nobody cares about the traffic. And once again, as the first lesson I learned, everybody cares about the traffic. It is the only thing that matters to that person in that traffic jam is, why am I here and how do I get out of it? And when you've got an audience at a drive time, that is absolutely, I don't care how smart you think you are or what topic you've come up with or how long you've worked on it, traffic is king when people need to get home.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. And Alan understood that, you know, and he and I were in close contact, you know, because as you know, through your years here, I'm a big commuter, you know, so I'm in the traffic all the time. So I would help Alan as best I could during those morning and afternoon commutes. But, you know, Alan understood that the biggest thing going on in a person's life when they're sitting in traffic is that, and that's all they care about. And if you're on the radio and you're not reflecting that, and I'm listening to you, you know, you're not there. As Sandy Beach would say, you're either there for me when I need you or you know what. And Alan understood that. You're either there for me when I need you or, you know, you're not. That's what traffic's all about. And for those who aren't in it, by the way, there's that voyeuristic, you know, we want to know kind of what's going on, and haha, it's interesting that, you know, there's gridlock over on the 190, even though I'm not in it. But he got it, he understood it, and we were fortunate to be able to have him, you know, command our traffic, you know, both mornings and afternoons for as long as we did. He did an amazing, incredible job for us for so long.
And we got this big SPCA radio-a-thon coming up. We do this every year. And the audience looks forward to it. Obviously, our relationship with the SPCA goes back years. But Alan was a huge friend of not only that telethon, but also animals in general. And all the conversations that we would have in the newsroom, Alan would talk about. This guy knew his history, especially wars, his affinity, and he had family in the military. We'd talk World War II for hours. He was an incredibly intelligent and fascinating guy, but there's a connection with animals, and you found a way to pay honor and tribute to him, but also do what we do with the SPCA.
Yeah, the Radiothon is this Wednesday at the SPCA, and it's interesting. Every year, you know, regardless of how Alan was feeling, Alan went through bouts of, you know, some health issues through the years, recent years, battled through those, and you'll read more about them later today in something provided by his family that will be on WBEN.com, but he had a kidney transplant in 2017. And regardless of what Alan was going through health-wise, whenever we did the radiothon, at some point during the day, he'd show up. And it was usually when Susan was there and I would see a picture with Alan and Susan, or I'd be there when he showed up and he would take a bunch of pictures for us. So this Wednesday, the Radiothon will certainly be done in memory of Alan. And I hope that further motivates anyone to participate in the Radiothon. But we're looking forward to having his name associated with it and attached to it this coming Wednesday. You know, and David, I mentioned the pictures thing. I don't know. I don't think many people know this, and I'll probably add this to the thing that's going to go on the website later. But Alan loved taking photographs. He had a good camera, and then ultimately, when iPhones and stuff took over, he would take his phone out. He would just show up at news when he knew there was breaking news or something outside of his shift. All of a sudden, Alan would pull up, and he would start taking pictures, and he would send pictures to our newsroom account, or he'd send them to me. I remember being down at the foot of Ferry Street for the tragic Craig Lehner search that was going on feverishly for days, and Alan showed up down there. He would just go to breaking news stories on his own with his camera, and he would get photographs, and he was just something. I mean, he just was always looking out for not himself. He was looking out for all of us and certainly all of his family.
I don't think people understand that, you know, a journalist is, at its core, they're storytellers. And so when you get a story on the news, or you get a story that's, you know, whether it's a first act, second act, how do you tell someone what's going on? How do you entertain them while you're doing it? But for as professional, as great as Alan was on the air, when you got him off the air, he had that ability to tell you what was happening, whether it was in his life or a story from history. And you really, we would just gather around his desk. I mean, he was just, he had a magnetism to him. But he just could tell a story, and he was super fascinating. He was a wonderful human being, a wonderful man, and we're all sad that he's gone.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll tell you a funny story about Alan. He was always wearing, and you may have noticed this in the building, he would always wear radio station shirts or TV station shirts from previous jobs. So you'd see him in a WOKR shirt or a WHAM shirt or a WROC in Rochester shirt. And he used to always come to my office wearing them, and he would point to the, you know, the lapel area where the logo was, and he would say, "When are we getting ours? When are we getting ours?" He,
yeah,
he was
right.
Always a, you know, he wanted those shirts. So I, believe me, we're going to be doing an order soon, and there will be a shirt set aside, and I will be giving it to Alan's family, because he always wanted logo wear for the brand that he was working with. That's how proud he was to be part of this WBEN team.
And the thing about Alan that I always loved and admired was we didn't always agree on things of the world, but he was always loyal and always looking out for me as a friend, as a person who worked with him. But there was always respect, and he certainly would not back down from his point of view. But he would always do it with love and respect. And
yeah,
I always,
you know,
admired that about
David.
Him.
To that point, that's a really important point. And to that point, smartly so, WHAM back after the ice storm in 91, they put Alan on the air and did a talk show there on Saturdays, I believe. And, you know, he was that kind of a talk host. And you know how hard this is because you do this every day. But he was that kind of a host where it was almost like John Otto-like,
yeah.
You know, for the Buffalo comparison, where
yeah.
He was less, you know, he was just kind of like a communal place to go to talk about all things Rochester or the Rochester region. He wasn't there to be polarizing in any way. He just found a way to find the middle, so to speak, and just kind of be part of the fabric of the conversation. So he had experience doing that for sure. And yeah, he always had an opinion too, right? I mean, he did.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
He just kept those off the air.
he would go at it with some of the guys over in Rochester, and they would have little foils and you know, arguments over, it was always politics and it, national, local, you name it, and he still had his point of view. And during the break he would say, "Listen, let me tell you, you're wrong about this. Let me tell you why you're wrong." But it was go to traffic, and you know, there he was a pro, but he cared. And we cared about him, and he loved this area and his history. And it wasn't just, I mean, he knew the Buffalo Bills, sports, you name it, from Rochester. But the old years with Cookie Gilchrist and the Bills, he was a longtime Bills fan and knew all the Jack Kemp years and Daryl LaMonica years, and went to the Rock Pile and watched football games. Just a great vessel of history.
Yeah, he sure was. And he knew broadcasting history. He followed broadcasting history in Rochester very closely. He would travel over there quite a bit to go out for gatherings that, you know, for veteran broadcasters that were getting together, or in memory of some broadcasters that had passed. And he certainly had been doing the same here in the Buffalo area. If I ever needed to know something about someone in broadcasting in Buffalo from a historical perspective, I would just go to him morning or afternoon when he was here. I also thought of him last week when he would always we didn't do a lot of decorating around here until Alan came along, and Alan would he would get the menorah out, and he would get the little Christmas tree out and a few lights, and he would decorate traffic command every year. So last week we threw some lights in the newsroom, and I'll make sure there's a menorah over there as well. But he was always first to decorate for the holidays here at WBEN.
That's beautiful. Thank you, Tim Wenger, for your time. We pay respects to our dear friend and colleague, Alan Harris, who passed away this weekend. Thank you, Tim. Appreciate it.
You bet. There's already some stuff on our website. There will be another item from the family, as I mentioned before, going up onto WBEN.com later today. So look for that. And we appreciate all the thoughts and prayers and outreach that is happening. We all miss Alan. We know you do, too.
And by the way, all throughout the day, if you want to call in, tell us your favorite memory of Alan. I remember the things that I love the most about Alan Harris was that he also knew his, because Tom Puckett is Mr. Game Show. And Alan Harris would tell you the stories of these game show hosts when they used to be radio guys or they used to be in journalism. And he would run into, cross paths with someone like Wink Martindale. He would tell you a Wink Martindale story, and you're like, wait a minute, the guy from Joker's Wild? Like, how did you between Alan Harris and Sandy Beach, you could literally get a master's degree in broadcast journalism. It's incredible. We're super lucky to have the talent that we've had in our building and continue to have. Susan in the Morning, no one's going to touch Susan Rose. This is an incredible talent that we're lucky to have each and every morning. And, we lost Alan, but, Sandy Beach, all the years that we had Sandy Beach here, the lessons you can learn. It's been one of the greatest gifts to start, in radio and have all of these vessels of just information and, hey, don't do it this way. Let me tell you a little something about, wrapping things up and teasing someone going into the next break. Those are coming from years and years of experience. So super lucky to have people like Alan. And when they're gone, you realize how much you love and miss not only the talent that he had, but just the human being he was, the decency and the patriotism. Alan Harris loved America. He loved our armed forces. He knew World War II. He had family that sacrificed for this country. And he was unapologetic about how he felt about this country. So, Alan, we're going to miss you. We love you. And thank you, Tim, for coming on and sharing that information. We've got a ton more that's happening right now. We got the CEO that is killed in New York. The manhunt continues to go on. People are all asking questions, but there's this weird thing going on with this manhunt. And now it's like people are on the side of the shooter. And we're starting to have like lookalike contests in New York. This is so bizarre. We're going to talk about this when we come back. 803-0930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Back with your phone calls right after the news.